News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Well, it's 4 o'clock and 6 it is, and it's a familiar sound that you've missed in the last couple of weeks. And this is from the Bojangles studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Yes, indeed. We've got a lot of things to do this morning. We hope you'll join us. Let me tell you, first of all, get this out of the way, that your program is brought to you every Saturday by Fire Aid. Let's see, where's my list? Well, I had a list. I'll get to it later. We'll tell you about everybody that sponsors the program. I mean, they deserve it. We have a lot of things to do to catch up on. We have the radio prize package. We'll talk about how to age your deer on the hoof. What to do after you've killed your deer. I left something out a couple of weeks ago. And we have the radio prize package, as I mentioned. And, of course, the Silent Hero Recognition, the Medal of Honor Tribute, and so many more things that I hope you'll be interested in. 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area, 800-972-8255. That's 800-972-8255. You can listen at WSB Radio, AM 750, the largest share rated radio program in the United States, and you can also listen locally at 95.5 FM, plus the SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation, from Houston, Dallas, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, Columbus, St. Louis, and all over the country. Now, if you can tell, my voice is a little scratchy. I've been sick. Oh, my goodness, this stuff is wonderful. It just keeps you coughing all the time, so I'll be dropping out from time to time to make minor repairs, if you will. But I'm here to take your calls and discuss a lot of things about the fact that it'll be 40 degrees tonight. Deer hunting is fabulous. The rut will begin shortly. Fishing is great. Why not make the outdoors part of your family's weekend? I'm here to help you with that, I promise. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. And we have a whole laundry list of things to do, and we certainly do hope that you'll enjoy us. This is O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio, Saturdays. On the weekends, it's time to talk about something else. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB, and this is Real Tree Radio. Both the third and fourth quarters of every year, sponsored highly by and valued highly by Realtree.com. And I would tell you, for some terrific information about during this time of the year, or throughout the year really, for quality direction and information about deer hunting, the use of camouflage, some great recipes, be sure and subscribe to the Real Tree newsletter. It's a good one. And, of course, that gives me the opportunity to ask you also to visit O'NeillOutside.com for a couple of reasons. Number one, you can go there on the homepage, as soon as it's fixed, to the Zach Brown guest book. Leave a comment, leave a question, if you will. And if we use your comment on the television show, then Zach Brown will send you one of his very, very special long-term top quality knives. It's called the Southern Grind Knife. And it's a knife that you keep. It's a utility. It's sharp. It lasts, and so on and so on. Second thing, by visiting O'NeillOutside.com, you can register there for our newsletter. It's a video newsletter, usually advice and videos about hunting and fishing. And if you download it, which 19% of you do, with 600,000 people that are subscribers, then indeed you can get something for it, for your time, for subscribing, for downloading it. Maybe you learn something. Before we get to the radio prize package, I want to tell you that and I learned from this from Realtree. Overall, the states, I will take the top four states in the United States over the last recorded time that have yielded, the recorded record time, yielded the biggest whitetail bucks. The number one state is Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Number two state is Kentucky. The number three state is Ohio. And number four state is Indiana. Number five, Mississippi. Well, it's changed a little bit now. Oh, I got them backwards. The top 10 states for record whitetails: Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Top 10 states. The top four of the states now, we'll just do four of them, is Wisconsin, Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana, with Mississippi bringing up number five. So it's changed. Wonder why? Quality deer management, less hunting pressure, more social influence. This is the big one. More social influence on allowing them to grow older. Yes, indeed. Used to be, you know, in the 50s and 60s, if he was brown, he was down. I remember that. And even then in Georgia in the 60s, the limit was one. One. Now what is it? 12? Wonder why? Because there are more deer, because they're under deer management, and we let them grow. Here's another evidence. There more record deer have been recorded in the last 20 years or the last 18 years than in the previous century. Wonder why? Is because culturally now, socially now, wildlife management practices now, we let them grow. We shoot 4.5 and 5.5 deer instead of the first thing that walks by. And later in the program, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how you age a deer on the hoof. It makes a difference, and you can tell, and it's quite obvious. And we'll get to that. But at 16 after the hour, we have time for this. It's time for the radio prize package. Where's my radio prize package list? Okay, here it is right here. Is that the one? Okay. You'll have to forgive me for being so disoriented. I'm high on medicine, and I've been gone for a week and a half because I was at Cajun Vista Lodge in Louisiana fishing. And my goodness, we'll talk about that, but you catch a limit of reds every day by 9 o'clock in 3 hours. You go out about 6:30, you catch a limit every day. Let's see, I'm going to find the correct. I should have the correct. Here's one. I have the correct radio prize package list right here. Okay, rules are at 17 after the hour. The rules are you have to be 18 years old to enter. And you cannot ever have won a radio prize package, let's say, in the last year. And we keep records, so we know, so you can't fake it. Telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. I'm going to get to Mark in Camden County in a moment because I know he has something good to talk about, and I have questions for him. But since we're in the radio prize package, let's get to this first. Okay. You'll win a FireAid fire suppressor, $25 Bass Pro Shop gift card, $10 Bojangles gift card, Whitetail Institute DVD about producing trophy whitetails, a Swaggerty's Farm product, a DNR hat, a keychain, and Game Check wallet keeper. That's going to go in later in the program. A Realtree hat decal combo, the latest edition of Angler Magazine, a Data Sport forecaster. Where's all this stuff? And a whole bunch of other things, and it takes a couple of weeks to get to it. Here's the question, and it's an easy one, because 2 weeks ago we didn't have a winner at all. So this is an easy one, and it's always very personal. You cannot know the answer to these questions unless you're a listener to the program. And here's your question. First correct caller wins the radio prize package. Ready? Where did O'Neill go to college? Good deal. I won't repeat that. Where did O'Neill go to college? And so there you are. 19 after the hour. We'll get to all those calls in a few minutes. Right now, let's talk to... let's talk to Mark in, down in Camden County. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the way to the woods?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got my CVA muzzle loader sitting on the seat beside me.
Mighty fine. Why is the rut earlier there in on the coastal counties than it is in the rest of Georgia?
That's mainly the reason I called. One of the fortunate things we have here in Georgia is on the coast, the island deer and the front coastal deer. Our rut really began last Saturday.
Right,
last
October.
Uh-huh. Right. And if you go into the rut map for the state of Georgia, you'll notice you can hunt the rut basically from last Saturday here all the way through to January if you get down in the southwest corner of the state. Around Lake Tahoe, those deer rut the last couple of weeks of deer season here.
That is certainly correct. You've got from October, all of October, November, December, and even just the first week of January.
Yeah, I've had people ask me why the Georgia rut map was so muddled up, and I always tell them to go to the DNR, get a copy of the Whitetail Journal. That's the full record of DNR's efforts to restore deer in the state. And if you look and see where they got the deer from and where they put them, and then look at when the deer rut, where those deer came from, then that's when the deer here rut also.
That's right, and they always will.
That's right. You go into Dooley, Wilcox, where my family has some property, and those deer full bore rut second, third week in November.
How about that? That's
you
right.
Go to, you get some areas up there. Yeah, I know where they all came from. I've been reading that book for years.
That's good. That's good. What a great call. That's perfect, and we'll talk further about that in today's program, because we always feel like, and you're knowledgeable, the more you know, the more you have an opportunity to enjoy what is happening in the outdoors.
Yeah, whitetail deer are a fascinating subject. Well, at least they are to me. It's been my passion now for pretty close to 50 years.
You bet.
And I still notice things about them. I mean, all the times I've been sitting in the woods and meditating and watching them. I love it. I mean, my vacation for this year is a week in Michigan and a week in Ohio back.
Ah, there you go. All right, Mark, I got to go, pal. Keep listening and be sure and call next. 25 after the hour. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to O'Neill Outside. We're in the midst of the radio prize package. We do have a winner. Thank you for all for calling. I'll ask the question one more time and scoop up our answer, and then we'll get on further business. The question was, and I made it easy, because 2 weeks ago I didn't give a radio prize package away at all. The question is this week, and that is, where did O'Neill go to college? And the Steve is calling from Marietta. Good morning, Steve.
How are you, sir?
I've heard your voice before.
Yes, you have.
How did you know the answer?
Well, I heard you talk about it, and I think I read it on Wikipedia years ago.
Mighty fine. And the answer is?
You went to Emory University in Decatur, Georgia.
You bet I did, and I'm always proud of it. That education gets to be more valuable every year, and it was a long time ago, Steve.
I know it was. Same with me. I went to the University of Georgia a little later than you did, but anyway. That's one of the best things you ever did, because you're the key to being successful the rest of your life just because of what you did right there.
That's right. Make those proper decisions. I know in my case, and it's very personal, I went to school 4 years out of my class, so to speak, of income and culture.
Right.
But I spent 4 years with some high-minded, purposeful, dedicated young men.
It rubs off, too.
Yes, indeed. I wasn't there to drink beer and chase women and flunk out.
Studied economics, I believe.
I did, indeed. It was economics. I went there as pre-med, but economics took over.
Right.
Well, you got a great prize package, my good friend, and you can expect delivery in a couple of weeks.
Can't thank you enough. Mighty fine.
You bet. And I'll see you soon. There we go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about, and I was proud of it. I got most of the information off of out of my little brain. And I wanted to coach you, if you will. All right, you've been, you're at deer camp. You've put in food plots. You've telephoned the Whitetail Institute. They've helped you with soil sampling, and you just really done a good job. And you've all camoed up and covered your scent, and you've scouted and everything, and all of a sudden, there is the deer. And you say, this is my chance right now. And you pull the trigger. Bang. Maybe he's just a real tough guy, or maybe the caliber wasn't enough, or whatever the reason is. It happens to all of us. The deer ran off instead of falling dead. If he fell dead, then the following discussion is over. But he ran off. First thing for you to do is relax. Take a deep breath. If you have your telephone with you, take a photo of where he went into the woods. Record that. Now, relax for a few minutes. Unload your gun. Get down out of the stand. Calmly as you can, walk to find the deer. If you've taken a half an hour to do that, then fine.
Now you found it. Reload. You might get up. But if he does it, when you get to the deer.
Punch the cough button, folks. I'm sorry. All right, you found your deer. You've reloaded. You've approached the deer. He's dead. And so now you've got a few things to do. All right, if possible, if you're not afraid of disturbing your partners, give them a call. You need to be able to let them know you've been walking around in the woods, and so you need to call them and tell them to come on over because you've got a deer and you need your help. They need you. You need their help. Now relax for a few minutes. Look around you. Evaluate what you did. Evaluate the effort that you put out. The things that you had to do. The extra things maybe that got your deer when nobody else has. Think about the other deer that you passed up to you for you to get this one. Evaluate your performance and look around you and gather it in. Because what you did just now is a big deal. Now get the cleanup cloths out and clean up the deer. Because you're going to take photos. And that's why your partners need to be there. Clean up the deer. Arrange the deer in the proper light so that the photo will show your face and the bow or the gun and the deer in a proper light. It'll look good. Remember, you're going to look back at these photos years from now, and you will enjoy them, and you will enjoy the memory of them. So take time to take the photo properly with the deer all cleaned up and focused correctly. And make sure that the gun is not, when you, I've seen it so many times, when the gun, you put the gun on the deer and the barrel's pointing right back at the hunter. Don't do that. Get close when you take your photos. Of course, with the cell phone videos, now you can edit. But get close. Most photos are taken entirely too far away. Get really close. The subject is you and the deer and that rack. You don't need to take pictures of his feet. You don't need to take pictures of the sky behind you. Get close. And enjoy it. Now, I left out something out of all that. Whatever state in which you hunt, you probably need to register that deer. The game check. Have it in your telephone. Make the call and check in the deer. Has that been worthwhile? I think sometimes, and I use it over and over and over again, if you are in a hurry, you don't evaluate, and you don't know enough about what's been going on. The more you know about the outdoors, whether it's bass fishing, whitetail hunting, whatever it case is, what you read about, what you study, what you practice, all those things, the more you know, the better deer hunter you can be, or the better fisherman that you can be, and the more you can capably enjoy it. For instance, we just talked with Mark in Camden County, and I asked him, why is the rut different there in along the Georgia coast than it is in the mountains of North Georgia? Well, if you'll read about that in the Department of Natural Resources literature, you'll find out about why that occurs. It's a simple explanation, because when they restocked the deer in Georgia, they restocked several different species from different states with different rut histories. And those rut histories will not change. So the Georgia coast, full rut is the first week of October. The rut in the mountains of many of the deer is December. The rut for southwest Georgia may be as late December or even January. So it's where the deer came from that makes the difference. And Mark from Camden County knew that because he had read about it. And he enjoys it more. And while someone else may be anticipating a rut in south on the coastal, the island deer and along the Georgia coast may be anticipating a November rut, they're going to be disappointed. Those are the things that you do. Be sure and register your deer. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255, 35 minutes after the hour. Here's a list I got from, a list I got from the Realtree website. The 10 worst states for you to hit a deer. Number 10, Mississippi. Next, Wyoming. Next, Michigan. Next, Minnesota. Next, number 6, South Dakota. Number 5, Iowa. 4, Wisconsin. 3, Pennsylvania. 2, Montana. And the most likely state for you to hit a deer with your car is West Virginia. Surprises there? It was for me. Low population states, basically, but high deer population states. It fits. If you'd like to discuss something about deer hunting or fall fishing this morning, O'Neill is here. He's feeling okay. I feel better than I sound. 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area on the SB Nation Radio Network and the 38 states covered by WSB. The telephone number, long distance number, is 800-WSB-TALK or 800-972-8255. Got a special occurrence I can brag about when we return. I'll do it now and we'll keep it short. Fortunately, and I'm grateful, next Saturday the 20th, because of you guys that have supported the show, O'Neill goes into, and Gail, of course, goes into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. We'll be back. Minutes after the hour. Welcome back, everyone. If O'Neill sounds a little different, it's because I'm sick. I've been sick for about a week, and so is Gail. I unfortunately gave it to her, and it's congestion, and I hope I don't sound as bad as it does on this side. I'm just, anyway. All right, let's talk for a minute. First of all, telephone numbers, if you'd like to discuss something about deer hunting this morning or fishing, fall fishing, and we'll get to some of that in the second hour. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Okay. I've been a member of the Quality Deer Management Association, QDMA, for many, many years. This is not just a bunch of deer hunters. These are scientists. And they have fabulous information, and it is an organization. If you're looking for information, if you're looking to expand your horizons, if you just want to be smarter, then you need to join QDMA. All right, let's talk about this for a minute. How do you age a deer on the hoof? You've been in the stand now. You've worked awfully hard at it. You've set aside a day. Either you have your son, grandson, granddaughter, somebody with you in the stand, or you're alone. In any case, there's some definite effort involved. First deer that walks by is a year and a half old. How do you tell? Well, small rack, if at all, spike maybe, fork horn. He looks really thin. There's no muscles there. It looks like a doe with antlers. Long legs, not any muscular development. That deer is young. He's about a year and a half. Then, oh my goodness, you've got a lineup today. 2.5-year-old deer. He looks a little bit bigger. His legs look a little bit shorter, but still, he looks like a doe with antlers. Do you want to harvest this deer? Most of the deer clubs would say no. If you want meat, if you want venison, then harvest a doe. Don't shoot this deer. Be patient. That's not the deer you're looking for. Okay. Now let's go to the next level. 3.5 years old. Well, now he's starting to muscle up a little bit. His rack doesn't, in this case, his rack doesn't look mature. But you can tell he's getting there. All right. He's looking around, mostly looking around both for does and looking around too, if it's rut, that another big deer doesn't come in and run him off. He looks average. If that's the deer you want, you take him. If you want just an average deer, again, if you want venison, shoot a doe. Okay, now, you devoted some time to this 4.5-year-old deer. Well, this is the one. He's noticeably more muscular. Skeletally, he's fully mature now. This is the guy that's active during the rut. This is the guy who runs in to where the does are. Because as I've told you so many times before, how do you hunt during the rut? Go where the does are, because he's looking for them too. But this guy is quite obviously one of the bosses, okay? His neck is short. It's really not, but it appears to be short because his shoulders are fully mature and are muscular. So he looks like he's muscled up. His belly is getting round now, like we all do when we get old. And his face, get your binoculars now and take a good close look. His face has started to get white. He's getting gray. And then the next guy, the 5.5-year-old deer. Now, the 4.5-year-old deer is the one that's the management one. So that you can, this is what QDMA says, this is the age that you take the deer. Now, what about a 5.5? Now, you can tell him because he looks like a fat guy, probably. belly is sagging, neck is short. He probably walks with his head down. Rack looks diminished. And this is a little tip I learned from a friend of mine, and I think it'll help you. This guy, this 5.5-year-old deer and up, he walks like his feet are sore. He walks cautiously. And I can tell he's the older deer because he holds his head down. So that's how, I hope it helps. That's how you can tell a white-tailed deer's age on the hoof. Am I 100% correct? Of course not. It's O'Neill. It's a radio show. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. It's 46 after the hour. I want to tell you about a trip I took. Left Wednesday was a week ago. I visit annually to a place called Cajun Vista Lodge. Keep it in mind. Took a group down. We left on Thursday. And we fished on Friday and Saturday, took Sunday off, and that group left, and another group came in of friends, acquaintances, business clients, fishing buddies. And they were there Sunday night, and we fished Monday and Tuesday, 2 days. Let me tell you a place for a minute. I have a second here, and I don't have any calls. The Cajun Vista Lodge is in Barataria, Louisiana. It's on the bayou. It takes about 7.5 hours to drive there. Many of the clients flew to New Orleans and rented a car. That's okay. That's good. The lodging, it's in a 108-year-old schoolhouse. Of course, it doesn't look like a schoolhouse now. It has many bedrooms with two double beds in each bedroom. Enough to house about 24 people. All your meals are there, from breakfast, lunch, dinner. Usually Cajun food, gumbo, fabulously grilled fish for dinner. We had Swaggerty sausage every morning for breakfast. It was great. Now, that's good. They treat you professionally. And one of the things that is so attractive to me is once you get there, once you park next to the schoolhouse in the little parking lot, then you don't have to move your truck again. No. The meals are there. The lodging is there. The boats are there. The guides are there. The meals are there. Everything is there. Big screen TV so you can watch football games if that's what you want, or the baseball games. But it's there, and you don't have to move, and it makes for some great companionship and camaraderie. But now let's talk about the fishing. You get breakfast is at 5:30 every morning, and we go promptly out. The boats are 50 yards away. The guides are all fully professional, English-speaking, even though that Cajun stuff sometimes is hard to understand. And they are experienced fishing guides. The boats are raised out of the water so they're not beaten up by all the traffic. A lot of boat traffic. And you go out at about 6:30 in the dark. You'll have a run of about 25 or 30 minutes. And you'll begin fishing for trout and reds, redfish and trout. Now, if you fish other coastal or Atlantic states, I believe most of the time, the trout limit is five 12-inch minimum trout. In this case, in Louisiana, out of Cajun Vista, the limit is 25. Yeah. The limit on redfish is only 1/27 inches. and 5 between 14 and 27. I think I've got that right. In any case, by lunchtime every day, you catch a limit. You'll catch a limit for yourself and your fishing buddy or another fishing buddy. You can go out 3 at a time and the guide. And you keep them all. And when you get back to the dock, they clean the fish. The guides all clean the fish for you and put it in individual bags so that you can take them back. One of the things that you do when you go to Cajun Vista Lodge is that you always take a couple of coolers because you're going to leave with a bunch of fish. It's a fabulous fishery. And I said you catch a limit by lunchtime every day. That is not an exaggeration. This past week, we had 24 people on the early version, and we had 11 people on the second version of the trip. Everyone caught a limit every day by 9:30. Every day, a limit by 9:30. The point of all that bragging is, put on your schedule to fish Cajun Vista Lodge, Barataria, Louisiana, in the fall, October, in the fall, October, November, of 2019. O'Neill will be there with groups beginning on October the 10th. So we'll go fishing if you're part of the group. And it is a fabulous fishery, as I've described it to you. Before I get away from doing that, however, what makes it so good? Well, over the last 60 million years, the Mississippi River, the Ohio River, the Missouri River, it's all been going down to and dumping nutrients into and around New Orleans. New Orleans is built on a plain that's actually 4 feet underwater, under sea level. You will catch a limit because it's so fertile. It's a giant nursery. The area that you're fishing is 30 miles wide and up to 90 miles long, according to the route you take. It is a 4 foot deep, ultra fertile nursery for reds and trout. So put it on your schedule for next year. Cajun Vista Lodge, the proprietor is a fellow by the name of Teofile Bourgeois. Actually, it's Theophile Jean Antoine Bourgeois III. He is a legitimate coon ass and a smart businessman, and he runs the best lodge and fishery, fish camp, on the bayou, and as far as I'm concerned. And he stays busy year-round, but the prime month is for you to join me there in the month of October. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255, and we'll talk about something new when we get back. Been neglecting the callers this morning. Want to get to every one of them as quickly as we can. Dallas, Eric in Dallas is going hunting this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Got a question. I've had to put down my bow this year for archery season because of my shoulders are, you know, pretty much shot out. So I bought a crossbow, hoping to get to go. But, you know, this past archery season has been in the high 80s. 90s, and if you was to shoot one, I mean, chances are the flies are going to blow up before you find it. And so I just wondered, who would you get in contact with about moving our season, like 4 weeks later, like Alabama? Because I heard a caller a while ago talk about, you know, some of the ruts. Well, the comment was the rut in January, and January, Georgia's deer season's over with, and a lot of guys don't even get the rut, because of the deer season is so early in Georgia. And I thought, you know, what would it hurt to move our season like Alabama? That way you could enjoy postseason without having to fight mosquitoes.
Well, that's the full perspective of the Department of Natural Resources, and they do hold hearings about that sort of thing from time to time. But I can assure you that if it's like it is right now, it's very well considered. And the amount of days, the length of the season, when it begins and when it ends, is not, well, it's the management of the deer herd. So if it's early, they want to get you out there and give you an opportunity. And they do take a lot of deer during archery season early or crossbow, but it's total perspective of the DNR. But what would it hurt? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But I will tell you that whatever the DNR says, that's what I do. That's what I support. So that may not be the answer you're looking for. It's probably incomplete, but nevertheless, there it is. Okay, let's talk to, I lost him. Let's talk to Franklin, is calling from Clarksville, Georgia. Oh my goodness, I've only got 20 seconds to do that. I got less than that. Yes, I can hear you, Franklin, but, I apologize, my good friend. If you can hold on or call back after the top of the hour, I'd really appreciate it because I'm up against a hard clock. I didn't manage my time this morning. This is O'Neill. We'll be back with the second hour of